Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback Latanya, where your voice can be heard.
Good morning. It's your girl, Minister Kim, here from the Boogie Boogie Down Bronx. I'm excited to be back with you on this awesome Saturday morning. It's always awesome, amen. Just the fact that I'm off today, just the fact that I get an opportunity to just share some light with you, and you can share some things back with us by hitting us up on Facebook on today. Inbox me, Kim E. Underwood, or you can go to Voices of Hope Radio and inbox us and let us know how you like the show that you're about to listen to today. It is time to shine some light on our brothers this month. Every June, we set aside, amen, the month to celebrate our brothers, amen. These are the young men that we have come in contact with throughout the years, and they have inspired us. They have been on our show. You might know of them, amen, because you've heard them here, might have seen them on our platform, but we definitely want to promote what they are doing. We say this segment is men on fire. They are on fire for their families. They are on fire for our communities, and they are truly on fire for God. So we excited for this month, amen, and for the individuals who have said yes to return to be a part of our platform. So thank you so much, all of our brothers, amen, and all those that didn't get a chance to be here this month, we still gonna make time for you, amen, in later months, because we know that you are worth, amen, everything that you're doing, and we want to definitely give you the opportunity to share your story and what you're doing to our audience. So let's just get right into it. We are a few, amen, months away from this year closing out, but guess what? We got some individuals that are doing some awesome stuff. So we're going to talk about this gentleman today, amen. Joining us is the bestseller author, youth executive, Carl Michelle. He continues to take hip-hop to a whole another level as he provides creative environments for them to express their emotions, show their gifts and talents in a positive and productive and respectful way. You know how these young people are talking. If you've ever been on public transportation, sometimes you gotta just put your earphones and put some loud music in, because the stuff that comes out of their mouth, amen. You could be in the grocery store and hear some of the conversations and watch some of the behaviors, and you're like, wow, I know that parent did not raise them like that. But because there's so much peer pressure that's going on, amen, sometimes they don't even know who they are. And, you know, we have this new thing about this gender going on, so that's a whole topic in itself. But I'm just pushing these things out to let you know that our youth, they got a lot to deal with. So I'm excited when we have young men, you know, rise and go forth, amen, and say, hey, I need to do something. I need to grab some of these young men, amen, some of these young girls, and pull them up. So I want to definitely say thank you so much. If you're working with the youth department, whether it's at church and school in your community, I take my hat off to you. Thank you so much, because it takes more of us, more than that parent, amen, more than the teacher, more than the preacher, to do what we need to do, amen, to we gain a hold over our children, amen, because they're getting lost out there. So let me get back to Carl. As a creative director and executive producer of the Youth Empowerment Show, Carl is able to showcase these young people's talent on social media and well-known radio and TV shows. So he's given them exposure like never before. He's also on Amazon because he's the best seller in writing this awesome book. He wrote a book that is called 365. That means 365 days. He provides motivation, inspiration, quotes to the young people. Oh man, guess what? I'm young in heart, so you can also grab a book. And this is a great time for you to grab a book for a father. Amen. Because there are young fathers out there and they need some inspiration. They need some hope. They need some guidance. So guess what? I need you to go to Amazon this morning and purchase your son, your uncle, your father, Carl Michelle book. Amen. 365. Guess what? Motivation, daily motivation is a book that you definitely need. So coming up, we're going to definitely have this young man, this man that's on fire. Amen. For our young people. Youth director. Amen. The executive. Carl Michelle right here on Voices of Hope Radio when we come back. Welcome back again. This is Minister Kim right here on Voices of Hope Radio with, amen, our youth executive, Carl Michelle, amen, all the way from Stamford, Connecticut. And I don't know about you guys, but guess what? Stamford can be a tough, amen, community, but he was raised there with some loving family members, amen, especially his parents. So we want to talk to Carl today just about, you know, being raised in Stamford, Connecticut. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm absolutely amazing. How about yourself?
I'm amazing too. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to take that word right along with you. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's amazing Saturday. I'm grateful that you are here once again. Amen. You was with us 4 months ago. And actually, shout out to our co-host, amen, Laylee, quarterback Latanya, was able to interview you because I was sick. God is so faithful. Amen. I was sick and she was filling in. So awesome show then, and I know we're going to have an awesome show today. So I just want to let the folks know who you are, how inspiring, uplifting that you are, and we just wanted to get you back here because, again, we are honoring our young people, amen, men that are on fire for their families, for their communities, and you are truly a man of God that's on fire for the young people. But, you know, you got to tell your story, amen, because, you know, people say, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. Well, you know what, today, you know, Carl knows what he's talking about. So tell us about growing up in Stamford, Connecticut. What was life like for Carl?
Wow. First and foremost, thank you so much. I heard the introduction, man, and it was just absolutely, it floored me. So thank you so much for that, Minister.
You're welcome. God be the glory.
Again, for having me on. Growing up, you know what, I was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and raised in Stamford, Connecticut, and I was blessed to have both of my parents in my life. And one thing about, if you understand the system, from jumping out of, my father was a professional in Haiti. He, you know, he's working at the this big TV station over there. But when you come from Haiti, it's like your credentials don't matter, you know. So, or any pretty much any country outside of the U.S. When you come into the U.S., you pretty much have to start all over. So my father and my mother sometimes had to work two and three jobs just to, you know, just to provide for my older sister, my younger brother, and I, you know. So for the most part, they were gone during the day, and we still struggle with the bills, no matter how many jobs they work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my reality was the fact that I can look across the street and I saw the guy that had all the things that I thought I wanted. He had the cars, the clothes, the money, and the girls, you know. So I was actually striving to be more like the guy on the corner than the man in my household, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that influenced me a lot to just chase that validation or just chase that street life, quote unquote. And I found myself growing up to be a big follower. You know, I was trying to be like the guys in my neighborhood. I was trying to fit in. And it was one of my mentors actually who taught me something I never forget. He said, "Carl, don't be so enticed by the cheese that you fall for the trap."
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, there's a lot of our young men who are out here tasting that glory in the streets, you know. And one of my, well, somebody that I'm very close with, he said to me that, "Carl, even if you reach the top level in the streets, you're only going to be that guy for a year or two, you know. But for that year or two, you're quote unquote on top, you're sacrificing anywhere from 15 to 30 years in prison or life." Life in a casket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not worth it at the end of the day. So we're chasing the cheese and we fall for the trap a lot of times. And thankfully,
wow.
because my parents raised me in a Christian household, that foundation was laid for me. So I didn't join the gang when I was one handshake away from joining the gang. And I decided not to because of my Christian foundation. There was plenty of times I had an opportunity to sell drugs, and I didn't because my parents laid down that Christian foundation. And so many things have happened in my life that I just felt God covering me. And it was truly been a blessing that I can learn from those situations in my past. I got myself a mentor. I got myself a closer relationship with God. And I really haven't looked back since.
Amen, amen. You said so many positive things, Carl, and we thank you for, again, being transparent as you was the last time you was here. But I want to talk about two things. Your mentor told you, and I'm just summarizing it, don't follow so much the cheese because there's always a trap. And I like the way he expressed that because young people – always look for that shiny object, the easy way. It looks good
mm-hmm.
over there than what's already here, what I have, right? Mm-hmm. So we chase that, and we don't understand that trap, and the trap could be becoming addictive. You know, growing up, I lived in a drug-infested area,
mm-hmm.
and I started working at a very young age, at the age of 13. And I thank God for my mentor, which was very spiritual, and I would hang out on Saturday nights and have to be to work on Sunday mornings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she allowed me to listen to the Christian network back then. But what I noticed was the girls that I hung out with, that we might hang out on Saturday, but they were doing other stuff that I didn't even know about. But as time proceed, I started seeing a difference. It was an outer appearance, their look. So I knew they were doing something more than what I would do because, again, I had a belief. I was developing a relationship with God. Even though I didn't even know what was doing, I was just doing it. I was really tired. So I was like, is she going to let me stay 30 minutes watching, you know, Creflo Dollar and Frederick Price? And, you know, I'm going to sit here because I was tired because I just came in for the night before, ran upstairs, showered, and got dressed for work, right? So that was my initial, right, go-to. But I remember there was one girl, can't think of her name right now, pretty, pretty, pretty girl. And I remember not seeing her for a while. Like, it seemed like she had disappeared. And when I seen her again, she was strung out on drugs.
Wow.
And that impacted my life.
Mm-hmm.
So there were so many of them that got strung out on drugs. There were so many of them that died to the streets. And then, like you said, there were others who got life sentences. And then some, you know, I don't know what happened to them because they just went missing. So I'm just reiterating what you said, what your mentor said, that it's important that we teach our children to stop running after these shiny objects, to be grateful for what they have, because you saw your parents persevering. You saw them doing what was necessary to provide shelter, amen, clothing, and everything else that you needed, but that wasn't enough. We always want more. So just even in your book, you know, I know that you have 365 quotes that you give our young people, and I know a lot of that just talks about this accepting who you are and where you at until those doors open. That was number one. Number two is a foundation. You talked about you having that Christian foundation. You're talking about you went out there, but you didn't go as far as some would have if they didn't have a foundation. So would you say maybe there's a young mother, a young father, a newlywed that's looking forward to becoming a parent later on, that they need to have values, they need to set standards, they need to have a foundation, because life might get hard. They might have to, you know, take on another job to make ends meet. But that child, because there's no covering, meaning that there's no supervisor, there's no one, you know, there to supersede what they're doing and watch what they're doing, that they get in mischief. We get curious when we ain't got nobody watching us, right? So is it important to set a foundation in the home, to have it established, to reiterate to our children what we stand for? Is that important?
I think it's a matter of life and death. Beyond important. It's beyond important that your kids aren't going to follow what you say. They're going to follow what you do. And for me growing up, every single night, my mother and father would get on their knees, invite us in their room, and they would pray with us. Every single night, we would sing songs. We would read psalms, different ones, and they would have us memorize certain scriptures, certain prayers, certain songs, and then we would all pray together, and I would watch my mother and father do that every single night, you know, so I know what it's supposed to look like. And if you're modeling what life is supposed to be like, then your kids would follow that. But, you know, sometimes we argue in front of our kids, we curse each other out in front of our children, we don't actively practice and talk to God and build that relationship. So they're not seeing what a Christian household is supposed to look like. And that affects their decision making. So if I'm one handshake away from joining a gang, and I know that, you know, God wouldn't be pleased with me, my parents wouldn't be pleased with me, I'm going to think twice about it, you know. And I can walk away from that situation knowing that I did the right thing, you know. But if I didn't have that foundation laid for me, you know, who knows where I would be today, you know, because anything could have happened, you know. So your decision-making could lead you to life, and it can lead you to death. You know, the things that you say, the power of the tongue, power of life and death is in the tongue. So the things that you say to your children can shape the rest of their lives, because they can grow up with low self-esteem or a whole lot of issues based on the things that you've said to them. You know, so spreading the message of Christ and living Christ-like is crucial to your kids. It's a matter of life and death. You know, so you have to be the example. And it might seem like, oh man, this kid is nothing but trouble. He's not listening to me. You know, because my father and I, we had our beef for a long time, because he knew the example he set, and he knew what I was doing was two different things. You know, so him and I were beefing for a long time, And it might have seemed to him like, oh, this kid is just not listening to me. I don't get it. But don't let that deter you from being the man or woman that God calls you to be, because your kids will eventually listen. And they'll say to you, you know what, Dad? You know what, Mom? You were right all this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, yeah, so don't give up on teaching the right things and showing them how to live their life.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. One handshake away from joining a game. And all that stuff, even as you was describing what life was like, I can imagine it. Like, your analogy was just awesome. It was so clear, you know, because of something that I do. And I was raised up in a Muslim household.
Mm-hmm.
And through the grace of God, my mother converted to Christianity as she saw my life as a young Christian. So God is good. When you talk about just the consistency, the commitment that your parents had, you know, working three jobs, but they still knew what was needed in their household to raise their children. Thank God, thank God, thank God that you had something to fall back on. And the reason why I'm staying here, because that's something that I believe our young people are missing. They have nothing to fall back on because they have missed that personal development. They have missed those stages because there was not a parent in that home to guide, to teach. It didn't become necessary. It didn't become a life-death situation because a lot of our parents, amen, they were young. You have children having children. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get what they needed to sustain themselves, and now you're talking about raising a child, you know. Or, you know, when I grew up, like I said, I had a mentor. I heard you say that you had a mentor. I had parents at home, but you know how that go. Sometimes it's the outsider, someone else that has to just give you those nuggets and you believe what they say, because, you know, my parents don't know what they're talking about, but they did know. They knew you better than anyone else. But God paved the way for you and I to have a mentor. So for those who are aspiring to be mentors, it is so important to be a mentor. Someone needs your advice because we just don't know what they're getting at home. Every home is not getting a Christian foundation. Every home is not getting a warm meal and a nice bed to sleep. And you don't know what is going on behind the closed doors of these young people. And a lot of times we look at them and we judge them, but we don't know what they're going through. So I thank God for you, Carl, for the platform that you have created for them to express themselves. Mm. Woo! Look, I could just stay right there because it's neat. It's necessary for us to share these things. And sometimes we don't talk, you know, we don't give real talk. We don't have real conversations, but this is definitely neat. I said it a moment ago about the personal development, developing this individual. So
yeah. Now
that you are the youth executive and you produce, amen, this awesome book that we're going to talk about later on in the show, how do you embrace a young person that didn't get a foundation like you? Not even in similarity. Maybe they came from, you know, drug addictive household. Maybe they grew up in a foster care. You know, maybe they ran away from home. Maybe they was abducted and they're trying to discover themselves. And Carl runs into this young person. What do you do? What do you say to make that connection and make it stick to help them now to create a whole new foundation?
Well, that's a powerful question right there. And I'm gonna quote a rapper by the name of Rakim. Rakim says, if the truth is told, the youth can grow. Right?
Of it.
If the truth is told, the youth can grow. And that's important. I'm sorry, that was Nas who said that. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. And that's important because a lot of times, as Christians, or even as adults, let's just say as adults, period, we experience some things in our past, and God has blessed us to overcome those situations, and we literally never look back. You know, we never talk about it, we never say anything, we're embarrassed, and all these different things. And I'm going to tell you, like the Lord told me, don't be ashamed to tell your story to inspire others. Okay? That the things that God has blessed you with a testimony, not for you to keep it to yourself, but for you to share it. Understand? The reason that you've experienced the things that you've experienced and have overcome the things that you have overcome is so you can share that with someone else so they don't have to repeat the same mistakes. That's what a testimony is. And what I do with the young folks is I'm completely transparent with them. And I'm a super private person. But again, if I can share my story, somebody's going to benefit from it. So I'm transparent with them about who I used to be. And because I'm transparent about who I used to be, that's where the connection is made. And once the connection is made, someone will allow you to change them or influence them. But if they look at you as some perfect being that can't relate to them, then you can never get through to them. Does that make sense? So
yes, it does, definitely.
I have no problem sharing with a young or anyone, young or old, who I used to be. Scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
A new creature.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. You know, so people, when you come closer to Christ, when you start to change your life, people will try to remind you of the old you. You know, but that's not who you are anymore. And it's okay to change. You know, so again, the first thing that I would do is share with them who I used to be in order to make a connection with them. And then I allow them to see what Christ has done for me and what I have done for myself as far as taking initiative to read, to get better, to really personally develop, to spend time with the right group of friends instead of the wrong ones, you know, and all these different things that I've done to change my life along with following God's will for my life. You know, so it's important to make that connection and then show them how they can learn from your mistakes as opposed to repeating them.
Awesome. Awesome analogy again. Awesome. Because I think, like you said, once you disclose yourself and be transparent, you're letting them know, this wasn't who I used, you know, this is not always how I've been. I was someone else. I was a mess back then, you know. And I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. I had an encounter. And guess what? This is who I am now. And I'm sharing my story to help you because we all got a story. We all got a story. So I thank you so much. It is our cue. It's been our cue to take a break, but I was in the meat of it. When you're in the moment, you don't want to let it go because this is necessary for our young people to hear. And if they're not listening, it's necessary for we as the adults, the parents, to go back and let them listen to the show today because we are truly dropping some good nuggets, some good transition so that guess what, we can see a change not only in our communities but especially in our homes. Especially in our homes. I don't care what nobody say. We cannot hold everyone else accountable for our young people if we don't hold ourselves accountable, which starts in the home. We'll be back on Voices of Hope Radio with the youth executive, Carl Michelle, right here when we come back.
Starting a nonprofit is an exciting experience.
It gives you an opportunity to turn your passion for giving and serving others into a reality. However, starting a nonprofit also comes with a lot of challenges. Many organizations fail before they launch by not knowing how to set up their organization correctly. Don't get frustrated trying to navigate through the IRS tax-exempt paperwork to start a nonprofit, register your charitable organization, or even if your status has been revoked. Let our professional staff do the work for you. We are helping nonprofits run like for-profits. Schedule your discovery call today by visiting our website at thenonprofitcoach.org or by calling 240-547-8780.
Welcome back. This is your girl, Minister Kim. I hope that you are just not tuning in. But if you are, guess what? You will get the other half later. But this is truly an awesome show with our youth executive, Carl Michelle. Amen. Just dropping some awesome nuggets here. I like we said, if the truth is told, the youth can grow. That's from Nas. You know who Nas is, right? Hip hop. They say some good things too, so you just gotta listen to the lyrics sometimes. Amen. And also share with the youth who you used to be. That's from Carl. Amen. Michelle, make sure that you share your testimony, share your story to save someone else. Our young people need help. They're starving for those who want to provide the information. Amen. So let's just give it to them. I'm tired of hearing about young people on the streets call. I'm tired of hearing about them dying to gun violence. I'm tired of seeing the hatred that takes place that just destroys families. Amen. So it's time for us to step up. We need some more, you know, calls to be developed. Amen. Some more mentors to step up. Amen. And, you know, gravitate to some more children. You know, you've been working with one for a while. So let's get another one. Let's do this all in love so we can make a difference. So, Carl, we want to go into your book, 365 Hip Hop Daily Motivational Quotes. Amen. This book, amen. Let me tell you, when we were doing some research 4 months ago. I came on the show, and my executive producer, Radio Angel, shout her out today. She was like, yo, you got to get them on. You got to get them on. I got this book. So we have also a co-host, and it's like I had them both with your book. They was talking about a book, and come to find out, it's the same book. They was like, well, oh, no, we got to get them on, Minister Kim. You got to get the book, you got to get them on. So I am so thankful, amen, that God gave you this vision and you executed it nicely. So tell me, how did this book come about and what is one of your favorite quotes?
I'm so thankful that you asked that question. The book actually came about when I was fasting. I didn't have the idea from the book until the very last 2 weeks of my fast. I actually fasted for an entire year, not from eating, but from actually drinking. I was, for a long time, when I was dealing with my problems, I would turn to the bottle instead of turning to the Bible. You know? So I was drinking heavily. And just one day, I had literally embarrassed myself on a business trip, to make a long story short. And I just decided I would take a year off of drinking. No beer, no wine, no liquor, no alcohol of any kind. And I did that for an entire year. And the trade-off was I wanted to become an executive director of the company that I was working with at the time. And on the 11th month of my fast from drinking, I was nowhere closer to hitting the executive director level than I was when I first started. I was really frustrated. I talked to God, like, yo, God, what's going on? You know, like I've made the sacrifice for a whole year, and it doesn't look like I'm going to be executive. It doesn't look like it. What's going on? And I didn't get an answer. I did not get an answer. And that was God testing me one last time to see if I would turn back on what I said I was originally going to do, which was 12 months of no drinking. And because I was still, even in my anger, I was obedient, 2 weeks later, the idea for 365 Hip Hop Daily Motivational Quotes came to my mind. So that was a reward for me not going back on what I promised him I would do, is not drink for a year. The book was a reward for that. And I thought I was going to be an executive director with the company that I was working with. The Lord made me young executive of my own company.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
So the word executive was still there. It just wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
He did that thing. That's the type of God we serve.
So that's how the idea of the book came about. And it's been a blessing because I've never written anything substantial in my life. I barely even keep a journal, and it's so crazy. That's how I know it's not of me but of God, because I don't even write like that. I don't even read like that, honestly. But the Lord blessed me to be able to write an entire book, start to finish. And I put it up on Amazon December 28th, and it reached number one on Amazon that night. You know.
Wow. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. That's God. That's all God.
That's all.
365 days. That is definitely God. And one day.
In one day, it hit number one on Amazon, and then the next day, it hit number one in two more categories. You know.
Wow.
So originally it was number one in the rap and hip-hop category, and then the next day it became number one amongst all of youth and young adults. And the third category was photography and artwork, because it has original artwork in the book as well.
Awesome.
So, yes, that's how the book came about. And as far as a favorite quote, it depends on the day. I have a whole bunch of different quotes, but because you touched on the subject of violence and different things in our community, I want to highlight his name is Bizzle. He's a Christian rapper. He says, they got you ready to murder your brethren over a dollar that only cost them 4 cents to print. It's evident we need help, but the question is, do you serve a living God or a dead president?
That's powerful. So
it costs the U.S. government 4 pennies on average, 4 cents to make a $100 bill. But we put so much emphasis and value on that $100 bill that you would take a man's life for it. You know, you would kill someone that actually looks like you for it. You would compromise your morals for it, because we put so much emphasis on that piece of paper. You know, so it's one of those crazy things where we're serving money instead of serving God. You know, we're putting value in that. So that's one of my favorite quotes. And there's a different quote for every day of the year. So there's so many different ones. But because you touched on violence, like, that was the one that came to the top of my mind.
Well, thank you. That was truly beautiful and on point, because you're right, we do. And you gave me some information, because I didn't know it cost 4 cents. And you're right, people are killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, for that paper. Our streets are paved with blood because of paper.
Mm-hmm.
4 cents. We don't even value a life of a human being the way we value money. That once they get it, they don't even know what to do with it. That's a crazy thing. What are you going to do with this?
Yeah. Can't make more.
Can't make more. Don't have business savvy, so you don't even know how to let it
multiply it up. Mm-hmm.
Right, multiply it up. So, what are you doing? I think I saw on the news over the weekend, and I was like, what is this world coming to, Lord? You know, some things baffle me so much that I have to have these conversations with God. Because I'm like, God, what? I know you foreseen this because you are God, number one. But I'm seeing it now. And I don't agree with this because I was raised in a different era. But there was this young man just walking down the street. And you see it on video. And he attacks this elderly man. The man is already he had to be like in his 80s. Just was walking, just stopped and punched the man in the face.
Mhm.
And you know, and robbed him. Broad daylight.
Mhm.
And I got caught because people, you know, were fighting because the old man is in the community and, you know, they protect the man. But what made you want to attack an old feeble man? What could he give you?
Mhm.
I'm like, what's going on here, Lord? Like, there's no value for life.
Mm-hmm.
Ask if you want something. You don't have to take it. And you do it violently. I mean, he beat him up. The man, he bust the man's ear. I think he had stitches from what I saw from the camera. Unnecessary. You could have killed him. The stress alone could have gave him a major heart attack. The man could have died. I think he got like $20. What can you do with $20 today? It's not worth it. But in their eyes, again, like your mentor talked about, following that cheese, that shiny object, we want it. But now when he get caught, or he already not caught, he going to have a rough time in jail. Because there's some inmates in there that wish they had their dads, which they could be home to be a father to their children, and you out here beating up an old man, an elderly. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy out here. It's crazy. So I have to ask you this question because
sure.
You've written this book. It came through the inspiration of God's mouthpiece, right? So you write it. You put it out there. It goes viral. Bestseller, 3 categories, 4 of the week is out. Did you get any calls for any, you know, rappers? Did Nas, somebody call you? You know, did Snoop Dogg give you a phone call? Did they say, yo, man, you, like, you messing with our paper? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Did they, like, we need to have a meeting with this young man?
No, I didn't get any of those calls, but I did meet some of the people that are in my book, you know.
Awesome.
I've been blessed to meet Common, I've been blessed to meet Lauryn Hill, 50 Cent,
mm-hmm.
Jadakiss, Fabolous, Ja Rule, the list goes on. There's Charlamagne, there's a lot of people that I met that are in my mm-hmm. book. And you know what's crazy is that when you start to operate in your purpose, people start to notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
When I told Lauryn Hill, like, hey, you're featured in my book, and I told Common, I use your quotes to motivate the youth, and, you know, I told 50 sent the same thing. They looked at me like, are you serious? That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like getting words of admiration from people that I've always looked up to and admired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it just really, really feels good. You know, so the message I always like to give to young people is focus on being the best at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, focus on operating in your purpose and in your passion, and people will notice you.
Yes.
You know?
So true.
Will notice you. If you,
so true.
You focus on being the best doctor, the best lawyer, the best architect, the best painter, the best athlete, whatever it is that you want to be, and you focus on being the best version of you, people will notice you. Celebrities will notice you. The media blogs and all these people that are giving fame and notoriety to, like, they will notice you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But more importantly, if you give back and you do it with a passion, you spread love, the Lord will notice you.
Mm-hmm. True that. Oh, my goodness. I wish we had so much time. You know, you always say it's not enough time in a day. I feel like that this morning. I feel like there's not enough time to spend with you because God has given you so much wisdom and the courage to share it with others. You know, sometimes God gives us wisdom and we hold it in, amen, because we're so afraid to share it with others. But I thank God that you have confidence and you believe what God has given you. And your confidence is humble and meekness and passion. You know what I mean? So it's not, you're not cocky. You know, you're not arrogant. You're not but you're humble and you're meek and you're willing to be selfless to help somebody else. So that's amazing. You are truly one unique man on fire. So that's why you definitely have to come back. When we come back on Voice Hope Radio, we want to talk about what's next. What's going on with the youth executive? Amen. Call Michelle right here on Voice Hope Radio. We'll be back.
Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice. The voice of
opinion.
Your name.
Your name is great.
We proclaim your dominion. Yesterday, today, and forever the same.
In the power of your name. Ooh, oh Lord. In the power of
your name.
Lord, we rejoice today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And I hope you're having an awesome time as I am this morning with our youth executive, Carl Michelle, right here on Voice of Hope Radio. Amen. He's talked about his life, right? He's talked about personal development. He's talked about his awesome book, 365. Amen. Hip Hop, Daily Motivational Quotes that you can purchase right now on Amazon.com for a father, for someone that you know that might have going through some stuff, amen, this year that need some positive quotes from Carl Michelle. Definitely get a copy. So, Carl.
Yes.
We're coming down to the wire. And I thank you for your time this morning, amen. What's next? What are you doing next?
Well, we're taking the Youth Empowerment Show to the next level, you know, and what the Youth Empowerment Show is, it is a place that young people and their parents can openly discuss current events and different issues that they're dealing with. They get entertained because we have live performances by dancers and singers and rappers and poets, and they get free prizes and different things of that nature. So it's just a really great, fun environment and atmosphere, but it's also very impactful and life-changing. We've been shooting the show in New York for the past few months, and we're actually in the process of raising up funds right now to go to L.A. and shoot an official pilot for the show so we can get the show picked up on a major network and things of that nature. So putting on the production actually costs a lot of money. We've been doing it out of pocket for the last few months. So I am actually, we do have a Kickstarter campaign.
Okay.
So, yes, you go on Kickstarter.com and type in Youth Empowerment Show, you'll see our Kickstarter campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're saving, we're raising up funds so we can actually execute the pilot episodes. And that's very important to us because we know this is something that's going to change a lot of young lives and, you know what, a lot of parents' lives as well, you know, because we want to take this thing to a worldwide level, you know, so we definitely need your help in doing that. I will be hosting the Young People for Christ conference this July. It's going to be July 21st through the 23rd, and the live segment is going to be held on Saturday, July 22nd at 6 p.m., and that's right in Brooklyn, New York, at the French-speaking Baptist Church. It's 209 Claremont Avenue in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
At 6 p.m. The conference is all weekend, but the live segment is 6 p.m. If you need more information on that, you can reach out to me at youngexecutive@gmail.com. What else? Well, you know what? I'm just looking to take things to the next level. I'm always available to come speak to your youth group. I'm always available to come speak to different schools and conferences and things of that nature, just spreading a good message, having a lot of fun, and turning something that most people deem as negative and putting a positive spin on it, you know, and that's really what it is. Getting the people
awesome,
at their
awesome.
Level.
Yeah. Well, we would definitely be going to the kick. Startup campaign and make sure that we help, amen, be a part of your vision. Amen. We believe God for all the work that you do, and I'm encouraging those who are listening right now, please, we're going to give you the information. We're going to put it on our social media page on Facebook. We want you to support our youth executive called Michelle. He's doing awesome stuff. He's the real deal. Amen. Y'all know I ain't going to bring nothing up here. That's not going to be right because guess what? I got to answer to the Almighty God and his character integrity all day long for me. So I definitely, amen, is loyal and faithful and believe in carefully having our guest on who will give substance. And definitely you gave us substance today, encouragement. To just minister to our young people, being real, and definitely want to support you. So definitely, if you want more of Carl Michelle, when I say more, he is doing so much stuff. You need to connect your young people to him and let them know, amen, that you were listening to Voice of Hope Radio, and Minister Kim's like, you got to do it, and this is what you got to do. So you can visit his website, youtive.com. He's being creative. Amen is with a K. Or you could definitely follow him on social media site at Young, EXEKUTIVE Executive. Definitely let him know that you heard about him right here on Voice of Hope Radio. And we definitely will get him back on. And we are looking forward to you going to LA and getting that pilot started. Because we definitely need to see you on TV. Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And guess what? We definitely will be connecting more throughout the summer months. God bless you.
God bless you, God. Keep you. I'll see you over the top.
Welcome, welcome back. This is again Minister Kim. OMG, he kicked off Men on Fire. Who am I talking about? The youth executive, Carl Michelle, all the way from Stamford, Connecticut, stopped by to be that inspiration, that gleam of hope for you today. So we're definitely excited again. Please, 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 we know that Father's Day is right around the corner. Go to Amazon.com and purchase 365 Hip Hop Daily Motivational Quotes by Carl Michelle. Also, follow him at Young Executive, which is spelled E-X-E-K-U-T-I-V-E, and definitely visit his website at www.youthexecutive.com. Amen. Are you ready for our next segment? Well, I definitely am. I got something for my family today, right here on Voice of Hope Radio, with real talk behind the collar, dealing with real people and real issues. We'll be back.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
All right, all right, all right. This is your girl, Minister Kim, right here, right now. We're about to go into our next segment as we enter into Real Talk Behind the Collar. We're talking about real people, real issues. We're talking about what's happening, amen, as we just finished with our executive. Kim is saying, you need some water. I don't need no water. I don't know why she cut me off while we're talking, right? I'm sorry, y'all. You know this is reality radio, as she would say. Our youth, amen, executive Carl Michelle. I want to talk about Tupac, amen. You know the movie's coming out. How many of us going to go to the movie to see, amen, the story about Tupac? You should, amen, and bring the young people. But I have a quote just from Tupac. This is going to be our discussion on this morning. Amen. Remember one thing, through every dark night, there's a bright day after that. So no matter how hard it gets, stick your chest out, keep your head up, and handle it. You need to handle it. Handle it. You know, a couple of weeks ago, God gave me to endure, to embrace, and to conquer. And when I began to look up each word, I understood what he was saying. Because a lot of times, for me, I'm talking about me, amen, I don't like to talk about what I'm dealing with. You know, I'll just keep it within myself. Or I don't want to go through, amen, I don't want to embrace the uncomfortable feeling, amen, or the situation that I'm dealing with. Is that you? Oh, raise your hand, amen. And if you go on our social media site, say, amen, I hear you. I'm listening, Minister Kim. So what happens is that we camouflage, amen, what we're going through, amen. We keep that fake smile on when we speak. We tell everybody that everything is good, but you could be going through some physical, emotional, spiritual, or some type of pain, amen, some uncomfortability. Or you might be one that talk about it, but you talk about it in a negative sense. It's like, oh, man, you know, I got to go to this job. I can't stand my supervisor. I got to do this. You know, you hating on it. It's negative, right? Being pessimistic, per se. So God was showing me how to endure even in my storm, even in the moments of being uncomfortable with my situation, whether it was my health, whether it was job-related, whether it was in my marriage, whether it was what I was looking at when I looked at my bank account. No matter what I was dealing with, I had to learn how to look at it in a positive. I always had to look at it with the glass full, amen. I always have to be optimistic, hopeful, amen. I'm enduring this. I have to endure it because there's something better on the other side. Just like Tupac talks about, that there is dark nights, amen, that's going to come in our lives, but the light is going to shine, amen. You're going to wake up to some light. I'm going to wake up to some good news every night. I'm not going to cry myself to sleep, but I had to begin to change my thought process, okay? So now I'm saying, okay, well, this situation, I'm going to endure this. What am I going to learn out of it? Because now I need to embrace the situation so that I can conquer it. The reason why some of us, amen, we're talking about real talk, right? My collar's off. I'm telling you about me, because real talk will let you know that regardless, I'm a minister, not, I still go through. I still cry. I still hurt. I still go through disappointment. So I had to learn how to endure in that season, embrace what's happening to me, because once I identified what was really behind what was going on with me, I embraced it, and then now I'm ready to conquer what's necessary for me, amen, to go to that next step of God. So today I want to encourage those who are going through, amen, your dark nights turn into dark days because it's the way that you're looking at your current situation. You're looking at it from a negative perspective instead of something positive. Look at something that has to say, I'm going through this, but I know it's not for me. I'm going through this to give someone hope towards their end. Amen. What do I mean? If you go through with a positive attitude, with positive perspective, then guess what? You're gonna conquer it, and then you're able to share it with someone else who's going through it. And oftentimes we hear it, but it's not cliche. It's real. You're going through the trials and tribulations of life. You're going through tests, and not always from the devil. Stop thinking everything is happening in your life the devil has sent you away. No, God tests you, amen. In order to get a promotion, you need to be able to handle what's ahead of you, amen. Our children have graduated, and congratulations to all of our graduates of 2017, amen. They had to endure. They had to endure the academics. They had to endure the pressures, the social media. They had to endure you as a parent, as a sibling. They had to endure the changes of their life, what was going on internally, outwardly. They were just dealing with a lot of stuff, but they succeeded. And you shall too if you learn how to endure with a positive attitude, amen. The Bible lets us know that life and death is in the power in the tongue. Every day, get up hopeful. Every day, just like Tupac talks about, it's a bright day, it's a new day, it's a day of opportunities, it's a day to embrace whatever is going to come my way, it's a day to conquer something stuff that I couldn't conquer on yesterday because now I got it. I made the connection. I could see clearly. I understand better. Oh, I'm about to preach today to you, and I don't want to do that. But if the Holy Ghost says so, I need to encourage somebody that's in the valley, amen, and you don't see nowhere out the valley. Matter of fact, you thirsty. You feel like you're going to die from lack of thirst. But guess what? God is quenching you right now. He's opening up the windows of heaven and giving you the water, amen, that you need to get up out of that valley and do something with your life, to tell somebody your story, what you've just gone through, and coming out looking wonderful and beautiful. I thank God for your coming out right about now. I praise God for you because I believe that this is a test that's taking you to that next level in God, next level in your business, next level in your personal development, next level in your finances. I believe that you are the head and not the tail, that you're the lender and not the bro. I believe that God is doing something wonderful right now for you. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's our segment today for Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. For real people and real issues. God bless you.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Segment of our show, and if you'd like to be a guest on our show, again, you can email us at hope@themorningglory.org. We would love to review your bio and definitely reach out to you to get you on our platform. Amen. We never leave a show without giving you, amen, someone that's nearby, amen, the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. We believe, amen, that if you open up your mouth and confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you have accepted Him in to your heart to change who you once were, amen, to transform your mind and cause you to have a new life. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Then you are our brothers and sisters in the gospel, and we welcome you to Christ's kingdom. And we pray that today will be a new day and that you will seek a Bible teaching church that will give you the word of God and help govern your life. You can always visit us at Kingdom Life Temple, amen, and we will definitely give you the information to our new location on our social media site. God bless you. We love you. Till next time, be a beacon of hope. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Hope Radio. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, whatever you have going on in your life, never lose hope. God bless.